Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher, and now I spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. This month, I'm opening up enrollment to the Easy EdTech Club, a new members-only site to help you decrease overwhelm and increase your focus as you search for the best EdTech strategies for teaching and learning. The doors to the member-only site will officially open on July 25th and close on the last day of the month. If you'd like to learn more, make sure you're on the list. Head over to classtechtips.com/signup to get on the list for my weekly newsletter and updates, or head over to classtechtips.com/club for more info on the Easy EdTech Club. This week's podcast is titled 12 EdTech Tips for the Most Successful Year Yet. I don't know about you, but I like to have a plan, from to-do lists for day-to-day planning to looking at the year as a whole. I'm getting ready for a fantastic few months ahead. You might already have some big goals in mind for the current or upcoming year, a learning activity you've designed for a group of students, a plan for bringing more student choice into the classroom. You name it. Ready for some EdTech inspiration? This is part one of a two-part podcast series, and I can't wait to share it with you. No matter what month it is, it's never too late to commit to an amazing year. As we dive into the next 12 months together, I want to share a list I created with 12 EdTech tips for the most successful year yet. It's not a to-do list or a collection of must-haves, but a place for you to start if you're not sure where to get started. Just like learners of any age, we don't know what we don't know. So I put together this list of a few things to consider over the course of the year. It's not a list of things to do as much as a place to stop by for some inspiration for technology integration over the course of the year. There is a workbook companion to this podcast, so if you'd like a PDF workbook to go along with this episode, head over to the show notes at classtechtips.com/podcast, where you'll find the free download. First up on our list of 12, set and share a goal. What is the one big thing you want to accomplish this school year? Maybe you read about project-based learning last year and want to try it out in an upcoming unit of study. Maybe you want to give students different options for showing what they know at the end of a deep dive into a new topic. Whatever you decide for your goal for this year, share it with someone else. This person could be another teacher on your grade level team, a former colleague who teaches two time zones away, or an administrator or instructional coach in your building. Number two, try out a new formative assessment routine. Checking for understanding happens in many ways in the classroom, and this month is a great one to update a current routine or try something totally new. You might use exit slips at the end of your class period every day and decide to try virtual exit slips with Spark Post instead. You might be looking for a way to check for understanding in the middle of a lesson that's new for you and want to try out a tool like Nearpod or Unio to embed questions into your normal instruction. If you're not sure where to start with formative assessment, first identify your learning goals and success criteria, then decide what digital tool you can help your students show what they know. I'll make sure to link on the show notes for this page the Spark Post virtual exit activity, as well as some info on Nearpod in case you want to try those two out. Number three, ask students to reflect. Reflecting on learning is an important part of preparing students to become lifelong learners. At the end of a daily lesson or after a multi-day learning experience, students' reflections can give you information on their takeaways to check for understanding. It can also help students think back on their learning process over the course of the school year. You might try a tool like Flipgrid for video reflections or Synth for audio reflections. It's totally up to you. You'll want to have a clear prompt in mind to help getting students' wheels spinning before they sit down to record their voice on Synth or record their video on Flipgrid. And if you haven't heard of some of the new updates to Flipgrid that were announced at the very end of June, you'll definitely want to head over to their website and see some of the new things you can do with Flipgrid. Of course, video reflections and asking students to reflect, which is number 3 on our list, is definitely something you can do with this tool. So far, we've looked at the first 3 on the list. You can try these out in order, 1 a month, or skip around to an area you'd like to focus more on. Remember, you can download the entire list in a workbook format and the show notes for this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast. 4th on the list is to explore virtual reality. I'm a big believer in the power of virtual reality in the classroom. When students are diving into a new book with an unfamiliar setting or getting ready to explore a new topic in social studies or science classroom, a virtual reality experience can change the way they interact with content. You can explore virtual reality in the context of your learning goals by thinking about what type of content, either a 360-degree image or video, would help students better understand life in another part of the world. If you're not sure where to get started, first check out Google Arts and Culture. They have some amazing interactive street views. Another resource is 360cities.net. They have lots of content on their website too, and you're bound to find something that's connected to your content goals looking at one of these 2 sites. Number 5 on our list is to capture community stories. Digital tools make it easier than ever for students to capture stories on the go. You can get outside to visit different parts of your local community or school community to connect stories to your learning goals. For example, if your students are studying ratios, they might capture a story from a local chef about the role measurement of ingredients play in their career. There are a handful of great tools for capturing stories no matter what your focus is. You might want to check out Spark Video. Those of you who followed along for a while know that I've worked with their team and I have a book with 40 ways to inject creativity into the classroom with Spark Video. Another one you might want to explore is Book Creator. I've hosted a handful of webinars for them and you can access them on Book Creator's YouTube channel if you want to play catch up. No matter which tools you decide to use to help capture community stories, you can connect them to your speaking and listening goals or your content area goals while getting kids engaged in conversations outside of the school building. Number 6 on the list is to share a reading list. Now, your reading list might include favorite titles that your students explored over the course of the school year. It might also include some of your own favorites. So you can compile a reading list of things that you've read professionally, things that you've read with your students that they've loved, or even a wish list, if you will, of things that you hope to read on your own or hope to read and share with your students. Sharing a reading list on social media, maybe your Twitter, Facebook, or Pinterest accounts, is more than showing off your great work from the year. When you share socially, you provide a great resource to others who might be on the lookout for a set of favorites. 2 websites with reading favorites that you can sort through and even make some collections of are Epic and Storyline Online. I also recently had a conversation with the folks behind ABC Mouse. If you've used ABC Mouse before, you know that it's free for teachers. They also have a digital library that I'm featuring on the blog this month. It's called Reading IQ, and it's also free for teachers. So this is a tool you could use to set up a reading list that you want to share with students. Of course, you might create a reading list that's more colleague focused and that you want to share with other teachers, maybe even using it to see if someone wants to join in and partner read or start a book club with you. So we're halfway through our list of 12. Let's recap. First, set and share a goal. Next, try out a new formative assessment routine. Third, ask students to reflect. Fourth, explore virtual reality. Fifth, capture community stories. And sixth, share a reading list. Now, our list is all about some ed tech tips for making the most, for making sure you have the most successful school year yet. There's no one way to tackle this list of ideas, but if you want to follow along in order, these are the first six. Next week, we'll finish off the list of 12, so you have a dozen ideas to consider when thinking about your professional learning goals for the upcoming school year. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, choose one item from the list to tackle. Next, review the topic and jot down a goal for making it happen. Third, share your success story or obstacle with a teacher friend. And fourth, once you've mastered one of the tips, try another. I'm so excited to share this list with you, and I hope that you have some tips of your own to share. If you do, make sure to comment on the post for this podcast episode if you're streaming it straight from my blog page, or to share a link to this episode using a share button on your favorite podcast app, wherever you're listening to this, so you can share a tip of your own to add to this list. And remember, we're just getting started, so you're going to want to tune in next week for the final six on this list. At the beginning of the episode, I mentioned that this month I'm opening up enrollment to the Easy EdTech Club, a new members-only site to help you decrease overwhelm and increase your focus as you search for the best EdTech strategies for teaching and learning. The doors to the members-only site will officially open on July 25th and close on the last day of the month. If you'd like to learn more, make sure you're on the list. Head over to classtechtips.com/signup to get on the list for my weekly newsletter and updates. Or head over to classtechtips.com/club for more info on the Easy EdTech Club. See you next week with more Easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.